Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 930, for Saturday, April 6th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After 2 weeks in the top 10, falling from number 3 down to number 20, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olechek, published by Archon Studio, with 19,239 views, a decline of 20,446, or 52% from last week, but 5,175 more than last week's number 20, the most views we have seen for a number 20 since January 6th. Now, I have no explanation for why there are so many gains in views over last week. I don't know, even on some of the long-running games, it's just where they're typically in this certain range, and this week they are sometimes 10, 15, 20% more than usual. A lot more activity on the site? I have no explanation. It's just, it's an increased and enhanced page views environment, and a lot of the old guard have also had their views increased. But not all. Down from 11 to 19, ISS Vanguard by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrei Bedkovich, published by Awaken Realms, with 19,263, just 24 more than Heroes of Might and Magic, a decline of 156, or 0.8%, and yet it loses 8 positions. Back down 5 to where it was 2 weeks ago, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 20,159, about 900 more than Vanguard, a gain of 14%, but again, down 5 positions. Re-entering at number 17, Inventions by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 21,709. 1,500 more than Spirit Island and more than double what it had last week. Ending a 6-week run back in the top 10, including 1 week at number 1, down from 7 to 16, The Seventh Citadel by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 21,926, 200 more than Inventions, a decline of 19%. Climbing 2 spots to number 15, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games with 22,104, a little less than 200 more than the Seventh Citadel, and a gain of 38%. That's 6,000 more than it had last week. After popping back into the top 10 for a week, down from 9 to 14, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 22,381, about 300 more than Terraforming Mars, and a slight increase of 181 views, or 0.8%, but it still falls to the lowest position it has seen since August 19th, when it was number 16. Down 1 to 13, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 22,415. Just 31 more than Heat, a gain of 17%, more than 3,000 views. This is what I'm talking about when these older games are tacking on 3,000 views right along with everyone else. Again, one explanation is that there's just more traffic on the site and that rising tide lifts all boats. Another explanation is that there is some kind of tweak being done to the page views. This does contain the first of the month, 1st of April, which doesn't usually affect the page views. It's usually something for the rating, but there was a point a few weeks ago where the views kind of stagnated for a few days. That happens sometimes where they don't update correctly. So I don't know if it's related to that. Again, I don't know what the reason is, but nobody tells me. The gap there from Brass at number 13 down to Inventions at 17 is only 700 views. After 2 weeks back in the top 10, at number 10, down 2 to 12, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 23,131. About 700 more than Brass, and a gain of 6.5%, more than 1,400 views. In fact, more views this week than it had each of the last 2 weeks when it was in the top 10. And ending a 4-week run back in the top 10, down from 4 to 11, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 24,051, about 900 more than Arc Nova, and a decline of 28%. There are 6 new entries in the top 10, falling out from 4 to 11, Dune Imperium Uprising, from 10 to 12, Arc Nova, from 9 to 14, Heat, from 7 to 16, The Seventh Citadel, from 3 to 20, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, and from 5 to 53, The Dead Keep. Number 10, Salton Sea, by David Bernal, published by De Vere, with 25,056. That's 1,000 more than Uprising, and it's a debut at number 10. It's a heavy worker placement game themed around extracting brine from the Salton Sea, an area near the California-Mexico border. It's also 3,300, in fact, almost 3,400 more than last week's number 10. So elevated, not quite as elevated as the number 20. Number 9, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 25,578. About 500 more than Salton Sea, a slight decline of 1.3%, and yet it loses only one position. It's all about the competition. This is the 127th week in the top 10 for Dune Imperium, moving it into number 5 on the most weeks list, passing Scythe. Number 8, Mythwind, by Brendan McCaskill and Nathan Lige, published by Open Owl Games, with 25,584. 6 more than Dune, more than double what it had last week when it was number 40, a 32-position climb, as it returns to the top 10 for the third time after 5 weeks away. Mythwind is, quote, a persistent world, open-ended, asymmetrical, and cooperative board game where you become a pioneer in a whimsical fantasy world. Number 7, The Quest for El Dorado, by Rainer Knizia, published by Ravensburger, with 26,569, nearly 1,000 more than Mythwind and Dune Imperium. And it returns to the top 10 for only the third time. The last time was nearly exactly 2 years ago. The theme of The Quest for El Dorado is expedition leaders searching the jungle for a land of gold. It was released back in 2017, currently ranked number 120 on Board Game Geek, has returned here due to the shut up and sit down effect. Number 6, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On, with 27,314, about 750 more than El Dorado, a decline of 5%, but it manages to hold on to 6th place. Number 5, Wormspan, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games, with 30,071, 2,700 more than Dune, or roughly the gap between War for Arrakis and Dune Imperium, between 6 and 11, Uprising, rather, the expansion. It's a gain of, about 2.5 times what Wormspan had last week as it returns to the top 10 after 4 weeks away, charting for the 9th time. Those last 4 weeks, it's been at positions 20, 23, 32, and 26, so a 21-position climb. As for why, there's nothing in the forums to indicate a reason, but I do know that there was a monthly, Stonemaier Games sends out an email at the beginning of every month, and there was something in there about Wormspan, so maybe that's all it took. Number 4, Agemonia by Max Wickstrom, published by Lautepellet, with 31,515, about 1,400 more than Wormspan, a decline of 46% as it loses its runner-up position and falls back two spots to number four. Number three, SETI by Tomas Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 35,314, 3,800 more than Agemonia. This is a debut at number three. SETI is all in capitals, and that's appropriate because it actually is an acronym. That's what you do. That's why you put things all in capitals, because they are acronyms. Of course, SETI stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and it is a Euro game. In fact, that's the subtitle on the game. A Euro game involving the exploration of planets, and then on Earth, at your home base, you're upgrading equipment. It has over 200 cards for this game. Number two, Rebirth by Reiner Knizia, published by Mighty Boards, with 44,991, close to 10,000 more than SETI. This is also a debut, our highest new entry. The blurb for Rebirth says, quote, rebuild old lands in a lush, hopeful future, unquote. It is a tile placement game from the tile placement game master, Reiner Knizia. Number one, Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs by Joe Klipfel and Nikki Valens, published by Cephalofare Games, with 45,606, just 615 more than Rebirth. That's only about 1.5% difference, so very tight. Buttons and Bugs gives away over 25,000 views from last week, 36%, but it does manage to cling on to the number one position for the second consecutive week and the third time overall in its third week on the list. It has never been not been number one when it has been on the list. For Saturday, April 6th, 2024.